Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Hey, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. So happy to have you joining us here today. And I have a question for all of you. Are you at peace? Have you asked yourself that question lately? Are you at peace? Do you feel peace from the inside out? Do you prioritize peace in your life? I know one of the things that Rob and I have learned over the years is if you're really going to commit to something, then you need to prioritize it in your life. And believe it or not, when you do, it's easy to focus on it, to have time for it. But peace is so, so, so important right now with what's going on in the world. And it starts from the inside out, as we've talked about so many, many times.
Yeah. For how many years have we been saying that it's an inside job, and and repeated the oft heard phrase of be the change you want to see in the world. And that's why it's so important. How can you expect peace in your world if you're not peaceful? So we often, I mean, like the rest of you, we have to stop in our day and go, wait a minute, you know, time to recalibrate when you just start going off on something that isn't peaceful.
And one of the things that you can do that's very easy to do, if you just took 2 minutes, thought of the word peace and breathed it into your body, breathe it deep into your belly, and just think of that word. And breathe that frequency of peace into your body. That'll make a difference.
Yes, sometimes just put your hand on your heart. That helps too. Well, hey, I want to remind you, there is today is a big peaceful day of peace happening, and that is at heartfulness.org.
So yes, if you go there and you just, you know, click on Day of Peace, it'll show up.
Hey, we want to tell you also, Power PH has a special going on through Thanksgiving. You know, people worry about taxes. We hear that all the time. So Intentional Health will be paying the tax on your orders of Power PH. It doesn't matter how many you order, they'll pay the tax on all of it. So go to powersofph.com, and we'll be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk. So during these times of change and stress, and even the emergence of new disease and illness, new approaches to healing also arise. And we might view it as some, well, kind of a universal balance. And today we'll have a chat with Dr. Christopher Macklin, a powerful channeling healer who utilizes divine healing techniques to help people recover from all types of illness. So stay tuned for what may be new information about healing to many of us. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And yes, we are once again making a difference because we bring to you the very best people that we know of, people that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others, people that are learning, growing, waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together, one listener at a time. And yeah, you guessed it. That listener is you.
Well, you might have guessed from our introduction that we you know, we've been concerned with how things have been shifting, how people are shifting along with them. And, you know, so we're looking at a lot of new things emerge, which I see as a very positive sign. So our special guest today is Dr. Christopher Macklin. Now, he's a powerful channeling medium and healer from England. He utilizes divine healing techniques cultivated to help people recover from all types of illness. And Christopher is able to heal many people simultaneously with rebalancing the body's energy field by clearing chakra points and cleansing the body's meridian field by removing blockages and negative energies. Now, Brenda and I have been talking about energy healing and starting to bring you more and more people because we see this alternative working in our lives. And so we're always very fascinated. So, Christopher, welcome back to Conscious Talk.
Yay, thanks for having me on, Rob. Thanks, Brenda.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Bless your heart.
It's great to have you here with us, and you have a book, Christopher, called History, Truth, and Healing, Manufactured Diseases, HIV, AIDS, Agent Orange, Gulf War Syndrome, Morgellons, and Lyme Disease. And interesting that Lyme disease is on that list. And then you have one called Centering the Mind, Healing of Chronic Stress, Anxiety, Depression, ADD, OCD, and PTSD in Children, Adolescents and adults. And today we really want to bring to focus health and how we understand it, and hopefully our audience will, how it relates to vibration and frequency. So how does health relate to that?
Well, it's a correlation. There's a direct correlation between high vibration, wellness, and that depends on the amount of emotion you ingest over a period of a lifetime. Now, people think, oh, well, you know, there's maybe like, I don't know, 500 layers, 1,000 layers. Oh, forget that. we have, oh, my goodness. Look, let's have a look at the world out there. It's barking mad. So we're ingesting way too much emotion. Human beings could be 100, 200,000 layers, way too much for a human being. So what happens is that, you know, the heart chakra is the main point where you're processed through the other chakra points. Emotion. So if you've got, for example, 120,000 layers, you know, if you go to cancel, they'll poke at one or two layers and you go back next week, it becomes a problem. So we have we've developed a fast track method of removing. And what they do is they go in and they remove your biggest emotion affecting you right now, next biggest, mm-hmm. next biggest. And that way mm-hmm. you can move it. So as you lighten the heart chakra, of course, you know, you're going to feel better about yourself. Your energy level, your vibration goes up. And, of course, there's a direct correlation to the light body in the DNA, work in the RNA, and also the immune system. You know, it's all connected together. So, you know, to me, one of the key instruments nowadays is, you know, getting your vibration to a level where you're leaping out of bed in the morning going, oh, my God, I feel incredible. And you found your passion in life. Everyone needs to find their passion because I see so many people lost at the moment. They'll go to work and I get my paycheck. I hate my job. Don't like the things at home. And, you know, well, let's change it, you know. And it's sometimes important to change it right now because a job's not worth your life. You know, a job's just money. And you can, I think, you know, God's got your back. And God has in all of us, I think, you know, and I see it every day. God has in all of us a divine plan and a gift, you know. So if you pursue that gift, it's so exciting, you know. Instead of doing blah, blah, blah at work, you know, you basically, it doesn't become a job, it becomes a way of life. I mean, I get so excited with seeing testimonies of different people, what happens to them. It's such a joy, you know. It gives you the inspiration to leap out of bed in the morning and you know, wow, I feel excited for the day. And, you know, not many people can say that.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What's so interesting to me when we talk about and people in the spiritual community, I have to say, are often very much at the forefront of this. They talk about acceptance and they talk about forgiveness and they do all of these things, but they become just as rigid as everybody else in healing. And I think that one of the things that I love about your work and the attitude that I've taken over some period of time and some lifetime experience, and Brenda, I can say, has done the same, is that we've learned that there really isn't anything that can't be healed. Now, curing and that kind of stuff becomes a different question. But healing is what we're after. And we find, just like you were talking about, there are energetic approaches to this that make a lot more sense. So spiritual and emotional healing become almost more important than the physical sometimes.
Does that ring true?
I agree entirely. You know, and actually, if you look at cancer, the primary cause of cancer is emotion. And, you know, what happens is, and I don't know whether people realize that and they're listening, but so primary cause is cancer. Okay, so how do you get a tumor from having emotion? Well, your vibration drops, and so pathogenic infections like Epstein-Barr or other viral infections can start getting rife in the body and start mutating the cells, turning into tumor. And when people say, well, you know, yeah, I've got stage 4 cancer, look, the tumor is looking at you saying, hey, this body that I'm in is off balance. That's why I'm here. So you better pay attention to me. Otherwise, I will pay attention to you. And that's up to the individual. You know, if you want to live, then of course it's a journey. But, you know, removing cancer and getting rid of it, if you just fry the tumor and poison it, you're not getting the picture. Because, and that's why they always say in hospitals, when you leave and you've had your chemo and you feel really sick and everything else, well, you're in remission. What does that mean? Well, it means that the primary cause is right there. You've not done anything about it.
Right.
The secondary cause, pathogenic infection, which again is kind of gain of function, a lot of it's manufactured diseases, and, you know, difficult to get rid of it. Epstein-Barr, no cure for it. We have techniques to remove it from the body, but it's important to remove that. So primary secondary cause is gone. So the tumor's all by itself. Oh, I've got no friends anymore to mutate. So and then we use a particular energy to basically apply that. What it does is it breaks down the molecular structure of tumors to benign for the body. But it's no use doing that until you remove the primary secondary cause and work on that simultaneously. I think it's so important. So you've got to be absolutely right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when I had, you know, had contacted cancer 3 times and was given a year to live 30 years ago, and Rob too, he's more like 50 years almost, and we did the spiritual emotional work. We did the alternative as far as nutrients and, in, you know, giving our body what it needed. That was the, we didn't go for the, you know, radiation and the chemotherapy. After a third time, it's like a bell was rung with me, and it's like, okay, my body is going to produce this until I'm off the planet if I don't really do something about it, and the doctors are not going to be able to help me. And the reason I'm bringing this up, Christopher, is because it wasn't until I made that commitment to dive in deep spiritually and emotionally to heal that the cancer, you know, and when I talked to it, I actually went in and talked to my cancer, and it said it wanted love. And it was like, what? But all the healing that happened, here we are 30 and 50 years later, and Rob did something very similar. And I was talking to a doctor one time from the institution of health. It's the large, you know, they had called me because they were studying this. And she said to me, their problem wasn't with original cancer. Their problem was with reoccurrences, that the reoccurrences were very high. And usually when people got reoccurrences, they didn't make it. And I understood why at that point, because we don't go for the core issues that really sponsored the cancer or the disease or the illness. You get that? Yeah.
The problem with chemo, of course, it destroys your immune system.
Of course.
It destroys everything. Radiation, you know, fries not just the tumor, but it fries all the things around it. So you get a lot of scar tissue. So again, I'm, you know, legally meant to say go consult your doctor, but, you know, common sense prevails, I think, that, you know.
Well, we
secondary cause, you know.
Right. Absolutely. Well, we're here with Dr. Christopher Macklin. We're talking today about health and wellness and vibration and frequency and how that relates. And we're learning more and more, folks, hopefully you are, that we are energy and everything is energy, and energy cannot be destroyed, but it can be transformed. So we'll be back after these messages with more from Dr. Macklin. If you're like us, you really appreciate companies that are sustainable, caring, and conscious. This describes Aloha Bay, a company not only guaranteed by the World Fair Trade Organization, but also donates a portion of their sales to Doctors Without Borders and other great causes. Some of the amazing products made by Aloha Bay include Himalayan salt table and bath products, chakra candles, Himalayan salt lamps, feng shui votives, and much more. A majority of the jar candles are hand-poured into recycled glass, scented with 100% pure essential oils, mini certified organic. Aloha Bay is an employee-owned company whose products are not only affordable, but beautiful and deliciously scented. To learn more and order their amazing products, visit AlohaBay.com. That's AlohaBay.com.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Click your heels together three times. Now you know you're not in Kansas anymore. You're listening to Conscious Talk.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing.
The pursuit of a healthy immune system is so important for our long-term health. And being healthy for the long term is everyone's goal, right? So which immune health supplement is recommended for those who also have cardiovascular concerns? Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Aged garlic extract, regarded as one of the leading natural heart health supplements, has been clinically proven to help reduce high blood pressure and inflammation. Experts believe this alleviates demands on the body's energy stores, freeing it up to fight invaders. The result? A more responsive immune system. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract begins with 100% organically grown garlic and is the most scientifically researched, highest quality, and best-selling odorless garlic extract supplement. And for extra support, get Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract Immune Formula 103. Try Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract for a healthy heart and a healthy immune system. Discover more at Kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com.
Miss a show on KKNW? Check out 1150KKNW.com for podcasts of many of our programs. That's 1150KKNW.com.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Conscious Talk, and as we've been doing for now in our 21st year here in the Seattle area, we're exploring different thought, different ways of looking at things, the kinds of approaches you may not hear, but we've found worked in our lives. And we bring you people who do the work in their own lives and then are willing to share it with us. And today we're here with Dr. Christopher Macklin. He's the author of a number of books. And we're talking to him because he's a powerful channeling medium and healer. We're talking to him about some of his healing techniques, how they're different, and what he is seeing. We're talking about one of his books also, which we find very interesting. Centering the mind, healing of chronic stress, anxiety, depression, ADD, OCD. I think you get the idea. There's a very long secondary title. And his website, if you want to check out his work, is globalenlightenmentproject.com, a project he started, I believe, with his wife. But we're going to find out more.
So, Christopher, let's talk a little bit about the commonalities that you may see, the kind of the underlying core sources or issues, if you will, that underlie illness and disease. Are you seeing any commonality?
I am. I mean, I'm seeing a lot of pathogens. I'm seeing a lot of emotion. I mean, everything starts really with emotion, unless there's transmissional frequencies. You can get sick with transmissional frequencies, obviously poisoning, but most of it is coming from emotion. And, and look at now, you know, we've got this pandemic thing going on, you know. And what's interesting, I think, is that there's a lot of hatred, you know, like vax versus no vax, mask versus no mask. You don't care about that, you know. And this is not okay because we're human beings. We're empathic. We're loving. So I talked to my father about this because he got quite hateful about, well, you don't care about humanity. You're not taking the vaccine. I said, well, okay. I said, look, Dad, you know, the fact is this. I said, we have a different perception on what's going on with life. You know, I have my perception, and I don't want to take the vaccine, and I don't want to do this and the other. And your perception is you want to take it because it's great, because, you know, you've done, you know, research or not. And so I think, who's right or wrong? And the answer is, in my view, there is no right or wrong. I think we should honor the people for their choices, because it's their choice. You know, you know, you don't have to judge him for it. If you don't take the vaccine, you've done research or not research or whatever you've done, that's up to you. That's your life journey. And you should honor someone that, you know, they want to make a decision based on whatever, whatever their decision is based on, to go one direction. And if somebody else goes a different direction, then why should you shame them? Because they've done different research, you know. And I think it's really important. So people's perception of what's going on in the world is clearly very different, and you've got a few factions here, and I think we should honor them and not shame them, not judge them, because just love them for who they are, you know. And and that's one of the, I think that's one of the keys right now, because you know, things are pretty extreme. I mean, I'm even finding, you know, I don't know what you guys are seeing, but, you know, even spiritually evolved people are really, really suffering from anxiety and fears, and, you know, they're starting to really break down. And so, you know, my advice to anyone out there, you know, if you're starting that, is first of all, you know, you need to take a step back from this world. I mean, I always tell people on my, you know, we have healings 3 times a week. It's by donation. You know, if you have no money, you still come on. We run it for an hour. And I always make sure everyone can get a healing 3 times a week, regardless of whether you got money or not, because I don't care about money. I care about people. Now, I always tell people it's really important that, you know, the world's nuts right now, barking mad. Do you want to be in that matrix? Probably not. So it's like, you know, if you take an example, like an analogy, you know, you've got a swimming pool. The human beings, everyone in the human race is in there, pooing and weeing. Do you want to dive in there? Probably not. So let's stay on the periphery. Let's stay on the side, keep ourselves clean and, you know, and high vibrational. And it's our job to pluck somebody out, you know, wash them down, dry them off, and, you know, that's my job. I'm a facilitator to get people back to their sovereign self. But it's no use just getting a slightly high vibration. I think it's got to be more than that. It's got to be, in my opinion, life-changing. It's like, you know, people often say, well, get a gratitude stone. Let's okay, go on, look, I'm going to give you 2 minutes because I'm busy. So I'm grateful for my wife, my car, my you know, and then, okay, we're done. You know, thanks, bye-bye, God. You know, that's all the time I've got for you. Now, does that cut the mustard? Absolutely not.
No.
You know, to me, you know, to me, gratitude is in correlation with surrender, is in correlation to a way of life. You know, I'm so grateful every single second and minute of every day because I love life. And I think if you can get in there, but it takes work. You know, people say, well, how do you surrender? Oh, well, that's the golden question. And the answer is, I think that you have to get your vibration high enough where you get in this God space, you start seeing results of God blessing you and God's got your back. And so you, then you can put the faith completely in God. you know, I remember with this ministry, I started it, build it, they'll come, you know. So I opened the doors, no one arrived. Well, what's going on, you know? God, where is everybody? And I said, it's within, get out there.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So the first place I ever went to, St. Pete, went to Unity Church there, speaking in the bookshop, it was packed. People banging on the door, getting upset they couldn't get in. They had to lock the doors because of fire regulations. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting there thinking, what on earth do a lot of people want to come and see me for? And I very quickly learned that the things you take for granted, you know, is your gift, is someone's, like, in quotes, come to Jesus moment. Oh, my God, it's incredible. So, you know, I learned that a long time ago. So I think it's really important, you know, get in a place where you've got people who love you. They don't shame you. They don't project their energy on you. They just love you for who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You need to set boundaries. You know, if people get hateful, that's up to them. But set a boundary. Don't ingest that emotion. Like, well, you know, my father was guilty of this, you know. Well, he went bankrupt in 2007. I'm an accountant. I don't know what to do. I said, well, you're shaming me again, Dad. It was 2007, and I said, I'm so blessed to be gone bankrupt because, you know what? I learned that stuff doesn't matter. Money doesn't matter. There's a whole slew of things that really do matter, and money's not one of them, you know.
Right.
Of course, you need it to operate. But, you know, and I taught him not to shame people, to stop projecting his stuff.
Yeah.
For me, you know, and I set boundaries, really strict boundaries with him. He's 87, and we're actually getting a good relationship now. But I think it's really important to set those boundaries. Don't allow people to overstep it, because if you do, what you're going to do is you're going to get really hurt, and then your vibration plummets. And, you know, I think that's a key instrument to navigate this world.
Yeah,
well,
I think that you've really hit on something very important. And again, I mentioned the spiritual community that also seems to not often get this lesson, that you're always okay. You know, we like to say everything is for you. We keep repeating that over and over because what we've learned throughout our lives, as you did, okay, you went bankrupt, but you learned a lot from that. You found yourself in that. Mm-hmm. You know, everything was for you, and you chose the positive. You know, you chose the lesson. All the things that have happened to us, we walk around all of the time understanding that we're really okay and we're always taken care of. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, I'm so surprised with all of, well, maybe not surprised because it becomes political, but all of these religions that put themselves between you and God or the universe, whatever you want. And I think that that is the problem. We forget that.
Well, we forget we're God present.
Yeah, exactly.
And that we're all connected, and we're connected to that higher power, whether we realize it or not. But one of the commonalities that we have found, Christopher, in our healing work has been, and it was definitely my experience as well, and I believe Rob's too, is there were two things driving the lower frequency in my life. One was fear, but beneath the fear was a really strong belief that I was not good enough, that I was not worthy. And those two things together drove, you know, my behaviors and my choices in my life for 30 some years until the cancer came along, which was like your bankruptcy was your gift. The cancer for us was our gift because we learned from it, we healed, and we continued on and going even deeper and deeper and raising our frequency and understanding that this is what it's meant by everything is for us when we're open and willing to surrender and learn what we're being asked to be taught. And so I don't know if you find fear at the root of it, if you find the belief that you're not good enough.
Yeah.
I'm sure you do because this is so common.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I remember when I was bankrupt, I was sitting there in tears like, well, you know, no one cares. And, you know, powerless. It's really powerless victim mentality. But we've been taught that, you know, it's a matrix. It's a mind control programming. You're not good enough. You're just a nobody, you know.
Right.
I always remember, you know, the thing in the Bible, and I'm going to pick on the Bible for a second because it's really interesting. if you do communion, you know, I always remember they say in the Bible, as part of it, as the creed for communion. I want to go a little bit farther with this because it's really important. So, and it says, you know, you are not so worthy as to gather up the crumbs under thy table. That means Jesus' table. Well,
right.
I'm not a Christian, but this is nuts, you know. The guy, Jesus the Christ, you know, who was a very gifted person, would never get under my table because you're not worthy.
Yeah.
He'd get you around him. He'd be converting water to wine. The guy was a tippler, you know. So
yeah,
yes,
well,
of course.
Hold that thought, Christopher. We got to run off to a break, but we want to.
When
we're
we come back,
back,
we'll dive into
dive
that.
Dive into this one.
Hang on. Have you ever wished there was a drug-free solution to inflammation and pain that was safe, easy, and didn't involve a doctor? Now there is. It's called the Avacin, and it's the best investment we've ever made. Others have described it as the ultimate anti-aging machine. This amazing FDA Class 2 clear device is changing lives by giving relief from pain and inflammation. Users place their hand inside a vacuum chamber, which uses negative pressure and heat to safely infuse heat into the circulatory system, raising blood temperature approximately 1 degree, which reduces blood thickness and increases microvascular circulation. This is where the body heals, gets its nutrients, and pain and inflammation are reduced at the core level. To find out more, go to nulifeventures.com/intentional healing or call 360-385-1909. That's 360-385-1909 for all the information you need on the Avacin medical device.
Mom, can I have some Fry?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Spry Gum is part of the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Spry toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Spry gum and mints right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry. And make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger, and most natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com.
Conscious Talk. Food for the soul is our mission for nutrition. It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is, every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore, you can hardly move. Well, that's what Power pH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then you'll be amazed on how Power pH relieves soreness the next day, so you'll feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. Power pH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If Power pH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA. BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, PowerPH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference PowerPH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarro Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements, or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.
Broaden your horizons. You'll be amazed at all the topics we cover on Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back, folks. Thanks for being part of our Conscious Talk family, showing up, listening to the show, supporting all the shows on KKNW and other places and podcasts that are really uplifting people. This is what we're talking about today. We're talking frequencies and vibration, and that we want to be above the fray and stay in that frequency of love. And I'm going to bring that back to you, Christopher, because we ended the last segment saying that Jesus, you know, as far as we know, and I was raised a Christian, that he's been bastardized in what he offered. He was unconditional love, and he would never tell someone to get under his table and eat the crumbs, like you said. This is what we've been taught. This is why we feel so dang unworthy.
Absolutely. You know, you have to remember, I mean, all the religions have been hijacked. I mean, one of the things, yes, in, you know, which I don't like in Christianity, I'm going to bring it up, people may get upset, and that's okay. You know, again, my perception is this, your perception might be different, and that's okay. But, you know, when we're taught to drink the blood of Christ and eat his flesh because of the new covenant, so hang on a minute, what's the new covenant? So you start looking at it, it goes back to satanic ritualistic sacrifice of the Roman Empire and the Vatican. So it's all been, so what people are doing effectively on a Sunday is doing a ritualistic blood sacrifice, which is not okay. And, you know, people say, well, you know, I don't believe that. Well, that's okay. You know, then continue doing it. Mm-hmm. But the Bible, you've got to remember, is has been rewritten several times. The the original Gospels have a lot about Magdalene and, you know, Jesus.
Yes.
And, you know, going to tarot, you know, I know this because I'm very close to it. He was a accused of being, which is very interesting.
Absolutely.
So I've been, you know, I've been very close to this and looking at it. But I think it's really important to realize, you know, you have to take, so what you have to do is really be discerning with these, you know, religions. And then they're all hijacked, you know, every one of them. And be discerning and think, okay, does this resonate with me or not? And if it resonates, great, you know. And if it doesn't, don't do it, you know, because, you know, really my job as doing healing and helping people and teaching is not to be your guru, because you are your own guru, you know.
Right.
My job really is to get help you get your vibration so you can get back to that sovereign place and get all excited about life, and then you can get out and do things. And, you know, people say, well, you know, yeah, what should I do? Look, you know, this world's nuts, you know. People need so much help. We're working now on about 80,000 people a week with the YouTube, Facebook, and everything else. And, you know, and we're helping as many people as possible. But, you know, I can't do it all. You know, you guys can't do it all.
Nope.
Everyone's got to, you know, come together and say, okay, well, what bit can I do? You know, and even if it's art, you know, do some art. You look at this painting. Oh, my God, that's incredible. That brings people joy. If it's cooking, you know.
Yes.
If you're a master chef, you know, chefs can put stuff together. I need a recipe as long as your arm and about 2 or 3 hours to follow it. But, you know, a chef will just come in and buy stuff up, put it all together. Oh, my goodness, it tastes incredible. I don't have that gift. I can cook okay. So, you know, everyone's got their gifts, and I really encourage people to find their gift and pursue it, because they're going to get blessed way beyond the imagination. I remember 20 years ago for reading, I was sitting there, and this woman said, well, you're going to go to America, you're going to work basically for donations, and it's all God's work, you know. What?
Yeah, right?
You're going to go to America, you're going to get remarried, you're going to work for God, and you're going to live off donations.
Yeah.
And, you know, I didn't say that. I said, well, thank you for the reading. I went, now, this woman's nuts.
Yep.
And then, oh, look, it arrived. We're here. I live off donations. I do this work every day, and I feel so blessed. And, you know, so never say never. Sometimes, you know, you can never tell, you know, if you take readings, when things are going to happen.
Absolutely. Yeah. I have found working with my guides, and by the way, Mary Magdalene happens to be one of them. She's a new one that's kind of come in recently for me, is that their timing, because they don't live in timing like we do. I never ask, well, how long is this going to take or when is this going to happen? Because I heard the number 3 one day, and I gave this to a friend because I was told her cat was dying, and I said she wanted to know how soon I got the number 3. And I said, but I don't know if it's 3 minutes, 3 hours, 3 days, 3 months, 3 years. I don't know. And of course, 3 days later, her cat passed. But so I never ask about timing. I just listen and do my very best to follow my guidance. Well, we're here with Dr. Christopher Macklin, and we're talking about healing and what real health means as far as vibration and energy that we carry and how we can all contribute and find our gifts. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, not just another powder in a capsule. With hundreds of probiotic products to choose from, what makes health experts worldwide consider Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics superior? Dr. O'Hara's crowning distinction is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites produced during its 3-year fermentation process. Why are postbiotics so important? Postbiotics are vital for sustained digestive balance and overall immune health. Postbiotics are fundamental for hormonal balance, weight management, skin care, and brain health. Postbiotics are the Dr. O'Hara advantage that is essential to our health and wellness. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Go to www.essentialformulas.com today to find a retailer near you or search online.
Conscious Talk. Radio that lights the way.
There's great benefit to raising consciousness in your environment. You feel a higher sense of well-being, sleep and meditate more deeply, boost your natural healing ability, increase focus, concentration, and creativity. You can have these results in your living and working space with Focused Life Force Energy Innovations. Experience Focused Life Force Energy for yourself in a free 15-day trial with no strings attached. To apply, go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on Conscious Partner at the top of the homepage. Rob and I are on this program and loving it. We feel more joy and happiness, a higher sense of well-being, and we're sleeping better. And we've also noticed our animals are more playful and energetic. Make your home a healing sanctuary or take the good feelings, high consciousness energy with you on your cell phone with the FLFE program. Don't forget to get your free trial today at ConsciousTalk.net in the Conscious Partners section.
Get your daily dose of variety. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Conscious Talk, and we hope once again we're making a difference for you today. And we're talking to one of our favorite people, and that's Christopher Macklin, Dr. Christopher Macklin. And he is an incredible healer, and he offers, at the end of this segment, we're going to let you know how you can actually help contribute to his work, but also to your own well-being and get involved in some of his healings. His website is globalenlightenmentproject.com. But we'll repeat that for you and make sure it's up on Facebook so you've all got that info. So, Christopher, we've been talking about, some of the different things. And in your books, you talk about the divine plan and about how living the divine plan allows you to restore your divine sovereignty in your life. We keep thinking we lost that plan when we landed here. So how do we discover what the divine plan is?
Well, I think what we need to do is just take a step back. And again, I think there's a big correlation. I mean, of course, we all got in God's queue. Starseeds get in God's queue. And they say, well, I want volunteers. So, well, I'll do it, And, mm-hmm. of course, you're not thinking what it's like down here. And you get down here, oh, my goodness, what was I thinking? I always advise people, look, if God asks for volunteers in the future, for heaven's sake, pretend you got diarrhea, run to the toilet, lock the door until the volunteers are taken, But, I mean, that's kind of a joke because, I haven't I honestly haven't always enjoyed being down here. I absolutely love it now, but when I was in the corporate world, I couldn't stand it.
Right.
I look at Phillips, work with the board members. God, there's got to be more than this. These guys are completely incompetent. The same with Marconi, same with British Aerospace. I work with on different projects, and I thought there's got to be more than this. You know, I realised that something was missing, and it took me a while. But I think what happens is that eventually you have a life changing event. It's almost like the dark night of soul where you go south. You get really down, everything starts changing, everything releases, and then you build yourself back up with a completely new life. And this is what I call a divine plan. I mean, think about this. Akashic records were created by the because of their beings. Why is that? Because they didn't want the governmental system going back in time with time machines and changing history. Now, what happens with, think about this. If you're on a timeline, you guys are on a timeline, so you jump in a time machine, you go back to 1936, you can see Hitler's timeline. You can see him over there. But you can't change anything. Why is that? Because his timeline's already happened. You've gone back on your timeline, so you can't change other people's timeline from your timeline. So it basically consolidates the time-space continuum and doesn't allow anybody to manipulate it. But in the future, you have infinite timelines. You can go and work in a restaurant. You can be a chef. You can be a healer. You can do painting. You can rob a bank, go to jail. It's up to you. There's infinite timelines, but there's always a couple of timelines which I see are divine, which are natural with your gift. And so, if you pursue your gift, and I think, again, you have to put the work in. One thing I learned about Melchizedek beings is, when I started meditating with them, nothing happened to them. Where are you? For about 2 months, still nothing happened. Well, hang on a minute, I'm meditating. Where are you? And I realized that, and eventually I said, well, you know what? I'm going to keep meditating because you are going to show up eventually. And it sounds brutal, but the angelic beings, whatever starseed family you're from, Palladia, Taurian, Sumerian, Atlantarian, Lumerian, they don't show up until they see a commitment from you. And once you get a commitment where you've been meditating for a little while, and as soon as they connect with you, it's so profound. You start getting downloads, weird things happen, they start talking to you. It's just incredible. And I think everyone needs to go through that, and put the effort in to find out what their starseed family are. And then the starseed family will help them navigate their gifts, whether it's painting or whatever it is, healing. It might just be carpentry. Who knows? There's nothing wrong with carpentry. I'm not a carpenter. I can't, I'm no good at DIY stuff, not my gift. Reading, I'm no good at reading. When someone said to me, well, you've got to write a book if you want to get anywhere, oh, you have to be kidding.
Yeah.
We know.
Oh, my goodness. And so, I have to go through Dragon Naturally Speaking and all this nonsense that didn't work. Yep. I eventually found a ghostwriter, and I dictate the stuff, and she interfaces between me and the outside world. And it's brilliant, because a command of the English language is brilliant. Mine is good, but I can't spell, so, it's better. I always advise people, look, find your gift. Don't do the things you don't like. In this ministry, I don't do accounts. I don't do the IT. We have a guy doing that. Just do the things that you absolutely adore and love and nothing else, because you'll always find that you'll always have enough money coming in to pay the people and subcontractors to do the things that they enjoy and are good at.
Right.
Yeah.
And when you do what you love and let the rest, the rest that needs to be filled will fill up. People will come. That's the beauty of it. When we create the space and trust that that's going to be handled and we do what we're meant to do, I feel that's how that divine plan unfolds so beautifully.
It does, yeah. And just focus on your gift,
Yep.
I always have the saying, when you focus on your gift, it blows your pantaloons off.
You're right, right. For those of you that don't know what pantaloons are, So, it is, we have all those old sayings about follow your joy and, the money will come and, that sort of thing. We often find, though, that they leave out that step of taking action, which in this case is making yourself available, doing the meditation, opening to those
possibilities. And they leave out the commitment part, Christopher.
Right.
When you're committed, like you said, your guides actually now can, you know, really interface with you. But they know whether you're really committed or not, or whether you're playing on the fringe. And that's the difference. And it's really that deep commitment to you, to who you are and your divine connection and your divine gift or gifts that you came here to unfold for you. It can't happen unless you really dive in and mean it.
Yeah.
And we have found that to be true in our own case.
Yeah. And look, I think people need experiences, Christopher. And this is one of the things that you do. I mean, you make your healings available to a large number of people. Mm-hmm. So maybe you should tell our audience how you do that, how they can contribute to your work, or, you know, just get involved in it.
Absolutely. Well, if you go to globalenlightenmentproject.com, which is a project of Christopher McAminchie's, it's a non-for-profit, globalenlightenmentproject.com, on the front page, you'll see generic group healings, and it's 3 times a week. We cover most things in these healings. It takes an hour. You can join them at any time. And I always say, look, you know, we have over 10 staff. It costs us several $100,000 to run this thing. So am I worried about money? No. Because, you know, if you don't have any money, I've been there, got the T-shirt. So never shame yourself. You know, I get people, well, I can't afford it. I don't want to take advantage. But you're not taking advantage, because if you were, I wouldn't offer it, you know. And I offer it because I honor people, because I've been there, got the T-shirt on, no food for 21 days and different things. Mm-hmm. So just come on them and try them. You know, if you don't like them, you can say, nah, not for me. But, you know, they are changing people's lives. We work on teeth. We work on cancer tumors. Work on... You know, it's like ADHD, ADD, OCD. Why do people get that? Well, you know, with emotion, the stress, actually, what it does is it affects the adrenal, so serotonin goes off balance, which is a neurochemical, and all the other, like GABA, so, you know, serotonin, dopamine, the glands that produce these go off balance. And so, you know, one of the things to heal this is to actually release the emotions, of course, related to that, you know, condition. Mm-hmm. And then get them accused of that beings, and they do psychic surgery. They go in the glands, they start to work on the glands that have gone off balance, so they rebalance. Mm-hmm. And so the OCD and the PTSD, the fight or flight, disappears, you know. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of instruments there to really help you through these, you know, crazy times.
And if you can make a donation... And that is a gift that you can give. If you actually can give it, give it. And give it with love and appreciation, because this kind of healing, Christopher, is so, so, so needed on the planet right now. And we just really, truly appreciate the work that you're doing and what you're contributing, your gifts, your amazing divine gifts on the planet today. So, you know, from our hearts to yours, thank you so much. For this work and who you are and what you bring to the world right now.
Well, I want to remind everybody, if you go to globalenlightenmentproject.com, that's the website. Check it out. And, hey, if it resonates with you, then jump in wholeheartedly. If it doesn't, okay, well, good for you.
Yep, that's fine. Thank you, Christopher, so much, from our heart to yours. Bless you.
Well, thank you for all you do.
Grand you betcha.
We love you, bless you. Keep
you betcha. Bless you. And folks, bless you. Have a beautiful day. We'll see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk. What does healing mean to you? Are you physically in pain, emotionally distraught, spiritually adrift, mentally confused, frightened, driven by thoughts of the past or future? After years of healing work on ourselves and others, Rob and I have developed energetic and vibrational methods to help you heal your body and transform your consciousness to support a new level of well-being and health. All these energetic bodies, when in balance, physical, emotional, spiritual, and mental, contribute to your overall health and well-being. This timing calls for us to wake up and become who we really are, leaving behind the illusion that getting sick and old is normal. Let us help you reach a new level of health and well-being, a level of consciousness that is filled with new possibilities. If you're ready to move forward and heal the whole of you, give us a call at 360-385-1909. That's 360-385-1909.
Conscious Talk Radio.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.